Whole bunch of stuff.
I finished the first season of So I'm a Spider, So What? And
Oh, yeah.
it
It's
started
good.
slow, but it actually was pretty good.
Yeah, I finished it too.
Did you?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
That's my workout show, because I ran out of stuff to watch while I work out.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Herbal Synergies, a shop. I'm your host, Sinji. With me, my co-host, as always, Herbay.
What up?
What's up, Herbie? How you doing, man?
You know, life living me, dog.
Oh, life living you this time?
Yeah, I can't always live life.
Are you enjoying it?
Nah, not enjoying it at all.
Damn, it's a bad mixture.
You know, I've had other bad mixtures. Yeah. I had a bad drink one time. It was like a chocolate beer. I was like, ooh,
Chocolate
this does.
beer? Is that legit?
Yeah. I probably would have been more receptive to it had they told me what it was before I drank it. Like, oh, try this beer. What? Ugh.
That sounds gross. I don't even like beer. Chocolate beer sounds like sour milk.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of it, to say the least.
It definitely sounds like an acquired taste.
Yeah,
You
it
got a
was.
flavor to go along with that sour beer?
Let's see. I don't know. I was thinking about showing my boy White some love in this episode.
Oh, the Slayer.
Yeah. And that's mostly when he was going in there and homeboy Yoker was trying to talk to him and he just cut his hands, not even moving. I was like, oh, fickle scram. So
Yeah, White's a cold motherfucker, bro.
he can't even he can't disobey, well, because that girl's still inside him, so he can't do like he really wants to do per se. So but yeah, I miss White. White's the guy. He's cool. I'm still waiting on my boy Cun to do something amazing.
Oh, White's gonna do something amazing for you, a few chapters later. Few episodes from now.
Yeah, I know. Gosh dang White. But yeah, so you think of a flavor of the week?
Me? Nah, I don't got one.
Man, he got no flavors.
Yeah.
Flavor, flavor. All right, well, let's do the quick rundown of Jujutsu. Pretty much the fight wraps up and Katari, he ends up losing the arm to make what's the guy named Mashimo or something? Makes him think that he's dead, but he's not, and he comes out and slaps him in the back of the head, and somehow they agree to work together because he wants to fight Sukuna. Sukuna, excuse me. So yeah, and Panda's on his team now and is scared, and they make some new rules, and then we get my girls back in there, Maki. I was excited about that.
But it was kind of like just a tease.
Yeah, she's apparently she's a monster, but I thought it was more so because her and her sister's soul like reunited, so she has like a dual, not dual citizenship, but like a dual curse user thing where she can go in and out as she pleases or something. I don't know. Or it could just be by all the people she killed slaughtering those folks.
Yeah, I think they're just referring to her as a monster metaphorically.
Yeah. But that guy was talking about, oh, you can get in or you can get out of the thing. I don't know. It could be one of her special abilities now that she has. Who knows? I know nothing. I was looking forward to today's chapter, but it didn't get released.
Delayed.
Yeah. So, yeah, someone hacked the mainframe. But, yeah, and then we get the emergence of another bug thing. So, that's that.
That's
and,
that.
yeah, Yeah, and then so you want to move on into TOG or your favorite smut,
Yo, man.
Smanime.
There was some fucking smut this. The first two episodes, well, the first episode was really good. The second episode wasn't bad. That third episode, man. That third episode
Yeah.
was smutty.
I was like, man, what's going on here? This ain't what I signed up for.
Hey, but I feel like the next episode will be really good again. I feel
Yeah,
like
at
it
least.
come I feel like it's in waves. I feel like you get like a lot of action, some smut, and then a lot of smut.
Yeah, it'd be nice if it just ramped up nicely and do a little less with the smuttiness. I want to see some killings. Yeah.
Man, that would be nice, but
Yeah.
we got to deal with the schmut.
Well, you want to take the smut, then we bring it back to something more wholesome with TOG.
All right, we can discuss some smut. We can talk about a little shmutty money money matter matter matter. All right, so how not to summon a demon lord, episode 4, Point Blank War Dance. In this episode, it's basically following up Diablo's fight with Eldegard and what became of the Fallen. They came out of Gallic or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
So the Fallen was chasing Rem and Celeste throughout the town, and Rem was trying to lead Celeste to safety. Well, she makes a turn, and Celeste's like, "No, not that way." Rem's dumbass led them to a dead end.
Yeah.
So right as they were about to get butchered, the homie Emile showed up. I don't know how to pronounce his name.
Emil.
I know. I think they like sound the E,
Yeah.
but at the end, the at the end. But yeah, he shows up and then like he's fending off the Fallen. So we go back to Diablo and like somehow they got word to where he's at that there's a Fallen inside the city attacking Rem and Celeste. So Diablo decides to get a little serious and drops a white Nova, which literally obliterates everything, bridge and all, in front of him, except Eldegard. All that was left of Eldegard was her bare naked ass because they obliterated her clothes.
Yeah, I was like, really? They couldn't have just knocked her out, killed her with that?
And it didn't show much. It just she just had the
No, just
clothes.
it was just the fact that Goku can get hit with a whole Gallic gun and he still has on his trousers, but homegirl gets lit up and I'm like, man.
Yeah, at most they lose the shirt in
Yeah.
Dragon Ball.
Yeah, she lost everything. I was like, oh man,
So yeah.
this anime.
So Diablo humbles Eldegard and decides calls Shira down, says he's gonna get there the magic way and use his teleport. And he appears right behind him right before Emilio gets like got and like stops the blow and like hits him with like a wind magic or whatever the hell he did. And at this point
Yeah.
my man looks pissed. I'm like, oh shit, it's about to get good. I mean, it's already getting good, but like no schmutt.
Yeah.
So, the Fallen's like, inferior human, you'll be begging for your life, blah blah blah. And then Diablo's like, who's the one that's really gonna be begging? You don't understand your place. So the Fallen uses this thing called Black Bullet. And of course, since it's magic, it gets reflected back to him. And then Diablo uses Black Bullet, which seemed bigger and stronger. So then he teases him. It's like, is that really all you're capable of? So then the Fallen uses like Black Nem, I think it was called. It just seemed like gravity magic. It was like
Dude,
gravity magic.
I don't
And then he
even
tried to put it on Diablo.
remember.
What are you doing?
Nothing. Listening to you speak.
I'm over here conversing with Irby. He's singing.
Now, I heard everything you were saying.
What was the name of the gravity move?
I don't remember.
We're just going gravity magic. So he hurls the gravity magic towards Diablo, and Diablo's like, of course, magic reflects off him. Then Diablo does like a bigger and better gravity spell. It's like crushing this thing to death to the point where like it's asking for mercy. And Diablo just creates a little tiny ball that like sucks him up and like imprisons him in a dimension for eternity.
Boom. Yeah.
Save the day.
After he was torturing him with that gravity, I was like, man, he's really torturing him. He didn't have to do all of that. He could have just either ended it or kept it moving. But he just wanted to torture him.
Hey, he was pissed, man. He attacked Rem.
Torturer. He's a torturer. Torturer.
Yes, then we find out what the next quest is. Well, it would appear that Diablo, no, Shira's brother, which we have no evidence suggesting that they're not related at this point. I think they're full on related.
Something like that, I think. So crazy.
Shira's brother has threatened war if they don't return Shira within 10 days, and has put a bounty on her head.
Yeah.
So, not much to the next two episodes. Episode 5, Imperial Knight, where we meet Alicia, who joins the harem. And Diablo, before they decide to go to the elf town, Diablo decides to get a new weapon made to like tone down the skills because he doesn't want to kill Shira's family,
kill.
I guess.
Kill them all.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they'll probably kill him before.
He tones down the stats. And that basically, they tried to abduct her, but it didn't work out. He melee stopped, which sent Shira flying in the air, and then like she kind of fell on his face. But then I was just like, Shira started acting kind of shy about like things like that when like she was like all on his dick with like exposing revealing clothes that morning.
Was that the same morning? I thought it was. Oh yeah, it was talking about. Yeah, she told me to do this to get up.
Mm-hmm. And that's when they gave him the mission. And I was just like, bro, you were just grinding all over this man. But, yeah. Like, you accidentally fall on his face and you're, like, all embarrassed. Same thing in the next episode. Like, she was legitimately wearing the same outfit, but, like, she felt, it seemed like she seemed more shy wearing it. Maybe because the other girl was in the way, but, like, she never, like, seemed embarrassed around, Rem.
And they I think it was more so it was out in the open and people saw. Type deal.
That could be.
I'll chalk it up to that. She, because it's something to be said about and doing something in the privacy of your own home versus doing something where people could see. Like, you know, people get stage fright and they could sing well out in public. Well, not public, at home. But so they get in public, they're like, oh, Lordy, here we go again. I don't want to sing.
Here we go again.
Like some people could be real nice at karaoke, but then they'd be like, meh. So.
Yeah, it could be that.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just trying to make comparisons and, you know, open up thought processes.
I feel you, dog. I feel you.
Do you feel me?
Yeah.
Lies.
Damn. So. Nah. In episode 6, the slave market episode, to synopsis, this was the smut episode. This was like they may have found a way to remove the collars, so like they went to check it out. They went to a slave market, and the lady Medios said that Diablo has to like basically get into contact with her skin. because they were doing Shiro first. So she laid down and like he was just touching her shoulder and she was making weird sounds, and Midius is just like, stop flirting already and do it.
Yeah.
So he felt her magic, and then Midius was like, now find the source, which, you know, I think anyone who's watched this kind of already knew was going to be her tits. So now he's like full on grasping her tits, saying, it's a staff, it's a staff, it's a staff. And like Shira is moaning and groaning. And it's like, wait, don't touch me like that. Wait, it feels too good or something like that.
Something weird. And I was like, eh.
So then,
at that point, I stopped looking at it. And I was like, I'll just go ahead and just keep doing 2K. But yeah.
Yeah, so then Medios says, like, now go lower. And I'm like, oh, whoa, 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 whoa. What do you mean by lower? But she just meant, like, the belly button, which was still very sensitive for Shira. So she was moaning and groaning. And I don't know if she was enjoying herself or not, but there was definitely a lot of suggestive sounds.
Yeah.
And in the end, in the end, it didn't work out. Diablo explained it as like the collar leading to like a ball of yarn, and it being too entangled for him to even attempt to figure it out right now. And yeah, just gonna tackle it another time.
Yeah, he said it's like liking, like he had to hold his breath in order to find it or something weird metaphor he used. I was like, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. When you haven't used it, so.
So yeah. Then we go over, they're ready to go to sleep, and a flute starts playing, and it's Kira, Shira's brother, who was apologizing. And he put on this real nice guy act, and she was just like, that's not the brother I know. And then they're like, everyone agrees that what Shira wants most is what's best. And he asks Diablo, like, if she wants to come back, what would you do? And Diablo's just like, that'll never happen. But if she wants to, she's free to go. So yeah. Then they go to bed, and Shira and Rem have a heart-to-heart moment, and Shira's dream is to open up a cafe where Diablo is cleaning cups and Rem is a waitress and she's the owner. And then, like, for some reason, Shira starts, like, touching Rem on her tail, on her belly, doing the same thing Diablo was doing to her. And Diablo is like, he doesn't want to let them know he's up. I guess he just felt awkward at that point.
Yeah.
And the last scene we saw was Kira laughing, saying that his sister will be his, and that creepy, weird laugh. I'm like, oh, yeah, he's a creep.
Yeah. I thought something else interesting was to note that the new woman, I forget her name, she always seems to sense when Diablo's when Diablo's like struggling with his humor interaction.
Yeah, I mean, right off the bat when she showed up, she seemed like the type, she seemed like she was just tweaking her personality ever so slightly to cater to each person she was talking to.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, mm-hmm. Got a smooth operator here.
Sounds like someone else I know.
Definitely not me.
It's definitely you, dog.
What? That's crazy.
Nah, I'd just be jiving.
But that concluded how not to summon a demon lord, which, again, gets good, but gets smutty.
Real smutty. The smuttiest side of the Mississippi.
Yeah.
Back myself up.
I see.
Yeah, but anyhow, so we gonna spark up this Tower of God season 3, episode 60-67. Yeah, I enjoyed these past few chapters. They're real nice. So it starts off with Do-Wan talking to Cha about her experiences with the mystery man, and he basically told her that Only time would tell if the boy goes down the same path as Jihad. And she was like, well, blood still be spilled. And he's like, I just want to give up. I'm like, you know, nothing good ever comes easy. So it's like, you still got to struggle. I remember, I think I read a quote about to be human is to struggle or struggle for existence or something. I can't think of the exact quote and who said it. But yeah, I'm like, you got to, baby girl, you got to fight. Fight for what you believe in.
Yeah.
Fight for your right to party.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so she's like, all the time I've been asleep, and she's like, it's still human nature for him to fight and not do the stuff, and nothing changed. So she's like, what's the point? And she's like, I'd rather not fight anymore. Just do a little decent life. I'm like, huh, little do you know. So then Bam attacks Caliban, and he breaks through, and everyone's like, oh, he's the surprise. He's breaking through his barrier wall thing. And I'm like, oh, he did that with only one thorn, though? Are y'all surprised? Like, he has the Thrasa and the other thorn, but I rarely see him use both of those, all three of them at one time. So
I think it's, like, kind of similar to Deku's power. Like, the more he uses, the more, like, tires him out, maybe. Actually, Deku was probably a bad comparison now that I think about it.
Real bad.
Yeah.
Because Deku always is getting jacked up.
Yeah, he's
so
self-destructive.
Yeah. I would say maybe it's like Goku Super Saiyan 3.
He just consumes too much. Yeah.
And he doesn't have the, I guess, the prowess to use it how it should be. But it also doesn't make sense because Bam essentially has unlimited stamina. So I don't know. It's crazy. Yeah, plot hole twist right there.
Well, I think his stamina and like Shinsu are different. They're separate. He can have unlimited Shinsu, but I don't think he has unlimited stamina.
Well, that's what Caliban said. Because of the attack, he was like, oh, he didn't, what is sheer power, just sheer for the fact that he kept going in, that he could break through it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I figured that stamina keep going. So, yeah, it's a great, yeah, because I got no great stamina, helped him break through. And he calls Bam weak and dead, but deadly, and calls Karaka tough but not lethal, which I thought was a nice way to say he's fighting people that just weaker than him, but not really a threat. So
our problem together.
Yeah. So he ends up attacking Karaka to trap Viole and then calls him a fool. And he calls him anti-Jihad, basically. And he was like, you know, the king, no, nothing's really precious to the king. Like, everything's the same, interchangeable, pretty much. And the reason why he called him a fool is because he'd rather save one man and let a bunch of people die, which is essentially true. And Jihad doesn't see people as priceless entities. He only sees them as stuff that helps them, hurts them, or lets them go better.
Mm-hmm.
Pushes them forward. So that's that. And yeah, and then so then Bam monologues about how he's not strong and whatnot, and he just wants to save his master. And he says something about people will come over, overthrow the corrupt king of Caliban, which is Jihad. And Bam uses a transcendent skill. What is it? Flood Butterfly Piercing Technique. And Caliban goes in for the kill, but Doan saves him. She says, oh, I don't want the boy to die. But it's like, oh, do you see? I think subconsciously she sees a boy that can rival the great dreaded king, but she doesn't want to say that yet. So yeah. And then so he's like, oh, well, too bad, I gotta kill him anyway. And then Bam, after thinking about how he's already had people protect him, he can't rely on others, the blue Thrasher comes out, level 2, which I was like, oh man,
The shield.
Yeah. But he didn't get the shield and sword at the same time. So I guess for right now, you can only muster one at a time.
Perhaps.
Yeah, mayhaps. So then we switch back to, what's her name? Von Kill's group.
To Schmutt?
Nah. Ain't none of that in this, and I'm kind of thankful for that. Gotta pay something wholesome to watch and read. So they can't pinpoint the sniper, but Isu ends up finding the sniper. It's like, oh, she was using debris to hide her location. And then Kun links the lighthouse for a Von Kill. At first, I thought it was a teleport to the sniper, but it wasn't. It's for something else nefarious, Kun's mind. This was the cool part because Isu set up his observer to tell when the sniper shot so that a Von Kill could evade it. Mm-hmm. And Kun can use his lighthouse to take the shot and then shoot the bird person. I was like, oh, he killed him. And they had no idea what's going on. I was like, that's nice.
That's nice.
Killed the Windmaster. And then I saw this like red diamond shaped thing. I was like, oh, is that another thorn just laying in the wind? But then I think it's just a soul floating around. I'm not sure.
Another thorn just laying there?
I was like, out in the open? The thorn crown that Bam's supposed to wear, but Rachel has one, has a thorn too.
Rachel has a thorn?
Yeah, dog.
When did Rachel get a thorn?
Last chapter. Yeah, I bought the coins of Red Ahead.
Huh?
Not nothing. So then Bam shield blocks the attack. Caliban shows up. And Bam starts to, shield starts to give out, and then White shows up and he starts saving the day. So yay. Then this is my flavor of the week when Joker, he goes to attack White and gets his fingers cut off. And now it's full power White versus one armed Caliban. More fighting ensues. And White's like, oh, untie your arms so we can have a proper fight. And Khan's like, finish him off. Stop being a Gohan. And so then White wants to show Bam how to burn souls. So I was like, oh, burn souls. Sounds interesting. Wonder what it's about. So he shows him the maneuver. And he's kind of like, Bam's kind of like, oh, he's trying to really get me mad. So, and then we find out that the devious part of this chapter, the Fourth Army Commander is going to use the ship in an attack and is going to blow up the cage with this maneuver. And I'm like, ooh, he's going to kill all those people in the cage and in his ship just because.
Yeah, he is.
And I thought this was interesting because Caliban had like a moment of clarity here. And I think he finds out that Jihad really sees his people as disposable. And he's wondering, is that like how a king should be treated? I mean, not treated, should be treating his subjects? Because it's real messed up that he's going to use the cage, use the ship to blow up the cage with the people in it. Like, he could have just had the ship just go there and then let the people out. Like, none of the attack makes sense.
No, yeah, it didn't.
Yeah, so
he just wanted to get rid of the
ass later on, though. The reason it comes up later on. Yeah, I'm like, man,
that was a dick move.
It was, and then so he's like, if this plan doesn't work and we don't destroy them, he's like, I could come kill you and take back my place, and that's what he does. He wants to take responsibility with his life. And so White makes a sword called the Kilinan. And then Caliban dedicates the battle to the corpse, and he gets a flashback. And the people essentially say, oh, we joined the army because of you. Essentially, our life is your life, which I feel like that's how like people should be for like a king. So I can understand why Jihad wanted to like blow him up and get rid of them. But like on the same hand, how do you misjudge something of that nature, you know? Because with the people doing anything for Caliban, essentially they would do anything for you because Caliban basically lives for you. Mm-hmm. So it's terrible strategy on his part. So I'm like, very dumb. That's not very cash money of you.
Very cash money.
So, yeah. And then the like ship's going to crash. Dwan says they had to go save the lives, and I'm like, oh, why didn't she know what was going on? No one knew. They kept it a secret. And I feel like she should have known, but she didn't. And she should know that Jihad doesn't care about people. And we find out that Luch warned her through the pocket. And he's also talking to one of his family members. And Caliban warns people not to go near the ship. And he lets White take his arm in a battle, which I was like, oh man, no arm. But my man pulls a Sasuke move and uses his, it's like a, essentially, Essence of Bravery becomes his new arm, which I wonder how much power drain that would do in the long run. But at this point, his arms are untied. And so Bam's in a dilemma because he wants to burn souls to save souls. And he's like, I guess I got to do what I can and then ask for forgiveness for the souls. And so...
Yeah, Bam didn't want to rely on the souls.
Yeah, he's like, I'm acting like a good guy after coming this far. And it's like, it's pointless. He was like, if they resent me, I would have to accept it. He's like, I'm not going to make any excuses. It's like, look at my boy growing up. Because before he wanted to burn souls to save nothing, he would just let everyone on the ship die when they could have been saved. But he's growing up. Bless you, child.
Oh, did you hear that?
Yes.
Oh, but I didn't record it. Okay, all right, that makes sense. I tried to mute my mic so it didn't get heard. So guys, if you didn't put one and two together, I sneezed. But thank you.
Yeah. So then Rack, my boy Rack calls them crazy turtles for trying to blow up the cage, and Bam learned how to burn souls like instantly. And then we find out the reason why they wanted to blow and up the fourth company. That's because they were more loyal to Caliban than Jihad. And Caliban's in this conundrum. If he doesn't sacrifice his troops, they would dispose of him and the troops. And they're like, oh, the king only wants a zealot, a disposable people for his service. And Bam starts to conjure an image to help him with souls. He's trying to get people off the ships. And Zuch was having an act of rebellion. We get his backstory of what he did. And he joined the Hidden Grove members because he wanted revenge. And after the war, he went to see a family member, Lobodric, the fourth commander of the army. And he was a snake in the grass waiting. So he talks to them. And at this point, he's trying to save his friends, but they don't care. They're like, everyone wants to die for their insolence towards Jihad. And he gives them like the information to the attack. And they end up splitting into like two groups when they go to attack Jihad. And Kel Helm's group is supposed to attack a sleeping Jihad, but Jihad's awake there waiting for them to fight. And so I had this question. Is Kellum's vision like static? Like once he sees it, that's all he sees, and he doesn't see that it changes? Because I feel like he should have been able to see that he changes. Or does this go back to the fact that you can't see destiny around Jihad? But then that also leads to the fact, like, how did he see him sleeping?
I don't think you're talking about Caliban, right?
No, kill him.
Oh, Kelham? I don't know. I don't know. I can't really remember.
He's the guy with the arrows that sees Vision, and he's like, "Oh, I can't see destiny around Bam. It's kind of like Jod." And I was like, "Oh, okay. So he's on to something there."
Couldn't tell you. That character wasn't important enough for me to recall him.
Well, you don't recall a whole lot of anything anyway, so.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Easy there, Tony the Tiger.
Hey, dawg, I'm just keeping the 100. So, yeah.
A lot of characters in Tower God, man.
There are. So, yeah, Jihad's a fisherman, and Bam, he imagines a single arrow capable of saving everyone he cares about. And he gets his bow out. I was like, oh, snap, my man's a bow user.
Yeah, he's fucking everything.
Yeah, he's a steroid Ichigo.
Freaking shield, sword, bow, water.
Fire, earth.
He doesn't stop. He doesn't have all that yet.
He does have all that.
He has fire and water. I mean, and
Yeah.
earth.
His boy Kanan Rack.
Nah,
Those are his appendages.
that's different.
They still, I'm calling them extensions of Bam for the purpose of this metaphor.
Sure.
So,
Sure.
yeah. So then I thought this is also interesting. Jihad has gold tentacles like Karaka. I was like, oh, so he's just a silver, Karaka's just a silver Jihad. Or it could be Jihad's backup. In case he dies, I don't know. Maybe Karaka became self-aware and
Well,
he's trying to rebel.
remember that I think they're the children of Jihad.
Nah, they wasn't important enough for me to remember.
Yeah, like remember the ring? Wang
It
Nang with the
wasn't.
wing?
Nah, it wasn't important enough for me to remember.
All right, Trolley.
Of course I remember. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, huh? He's not quite the level of his father, so maybe some one of them is bronze, or maybe there's a whole metal part of the periodic table of elements. I don't know.
Supposed to say, yeah,
It's
Wang
nice.
Nang's the Browns.
The bronze, and someone's platinum. Who knows? And then Luch, his team was captured, and he was made to essentially be an indentured person to save the people, but I don't think they're going to save him anyway. And then apparently we get the backstory to he gave the backstory to Doan in the pocket. And I like that Bam's a left-handed arrow shooter. Just like, oh, okay. Cause you don't see that much where people you do left-handed bows. It's nice to have left-handed representation.
Are you left-handed?
No, I just shoot my bow left-handed.
Do you?
Yep.
Any particular reason does it just feel more natural to you?
Well, I'm left eye dominant. So
Oh, it would make
it's easy.
sense.
Yeah, it's easy for me to do projectile and stuff in my left eye versus other stuff. But yeah, I would handle a sword in my right hand. But yeah, I'd make, if I ever do anime, I would make it like that. He's gonna be a right-handed sword user, left-handed bow person. So,
Hey, that
yeah.
way, if you injure your bow hand, you still have a sword hand, and vice versa.
Yeah.
Well,
I
actually,
mean, I,
you wouldn't have a way of pull.
well, I well, I could use both hands, but it's better if I use my left hand
Ambidextrous, are you?
for some things. Yeah. Well, that's another discussion for another day. But anyhow, yeah, he's going to save them and do some stuff. And Bam used a teleportation. And apparently, not that many people can use teleportation, except for some rankers. And Machine sees this and she's like, oh, Bam kind of reminds me of my father. I'm like, oh. And at the same time, I thought Bam was going to save everybody on the ship, but he just saved his people. I was like, okay, Bam's growing up. Not saving people that don't mean anything to him.
He's acknowledged that he needs to sacrifice people.
Yeah. I ain't even mad at him because I was like, that's my boy. Bam, you the king. You the king, Bam. You the king. And then my boy Rex, so funny. He said, oh, I believed in Black Turtle all along. Y'all was all scared. Y'all can't even front. And Rack made a barrier to help cushion the blow. And Khan's like, did you really need to make it this big? And he's like, oh, it makes the ride easier. Nah, you were scared, bro. It's okay to say that. And then my man White, he started to be a gentleman. And he's like, oh, I'm going to give you a minute because your people got killed. And he just absorbed all the souls. I'm like, psh, bump that, man. Go kill him. Shoot.
Freaking White, bro.
Yeah, I'm like, man, kill him. This is the time now. Guard down, slice his head off. But he's like, I don't want my reputation to go down.
What reputation? You're a piece of shit.
Yeah. And this was another endearing moment right here when Khan hugs Bam and he essentially tells him not to feel bad for using the powers. And he's like, I didn't feel anything when I helped White get the souls, but that it's okay that you feel guilty for using souls, Bam. He's like, that's what distinguishes you from others like us. We don't care. Soulless, like Senji.
Damn.
And then there's another interesting point here when Karaka pulls Chion out of the time space. And he's like, oh, your commander abandoned you. Take a look. She like doesn't believe him. And then she asks Caliban. Caliban asks her, will she follow him if he goes against the military law? And he's going to go kill Le Baudric and take back his position. And Avankil is going to kill the sniper, but then the sniper divulges the secret. They don't say what it is, but we'll probably find out in 8 chapters from now.
Probably.
So, yeah. But apparently secret has to do with like, why they chose the nest.
And, ooh, that secret.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll find out soon.
Yeah. And apparently there's special people in Needle. And some man steps out of the Needle. They shoot it in there. Bam, takes down the barrier. I'm like, oh, okay, it's going ahead as planned. And so, yeah, Gus? He comes out the
I remember that name.
Yeah. Yeah, he comes out of the thing. And some dude like starts zigzagging, killing people, the test director. And the guy, he kind of blackmails too. Love was embezzling. He's buying fried chicken. But apparently he had set him up in a trap anyway. Because like, oh, he's like, you buy all the chicken you want. But he was like during work hours. And he took it as in buy it whenever. So my man's in trouble. So
he really got big brained.
Yeah, he did. He set him up. He was like, oh. Yeah, whenever, but no, too much. So, we didn't forget Love's backstory. He lost his parents to Fug, and he ended up joining a dojo, and he got Tanjiro'd. Essentially, the people there got killed because they're accused of not liking Jihad, and they slaughtered them all. But it turned out it wasn't fabrication; it was actual truth. And I like how they talked here. Gus was like, just because Fug is the epitome of evil does not make that boy evil as well. I was like, oh, that's nice. Just because my friends are heartless don't mean I'm heartless.
I guess that's the message. I guess.
Yeah. And so, yeah, it's like not judging the book by its cover. Like people think of athletic jocks as dumb people, but there might be some as smart as you know. You're just stereotyping because that's what you see on TV. Monkey see, monkey do.
I mean, it's just like standard politics, right? Like the guy on top determines the rules, and like anyone who disagrees is the bad guy. So like if Fug was, or Bam, who represents Fug now, would be ended up being the leader of the tower, Fug would be in the right, and like anyone who like still sided with Jihad would be the bad guys, essentially.
Yeah, but I don't feel like Fug would like persecute people as much about people disagreeing with them, if that makes sense.
Oh no, probably not.
And they'd be like, well, go live your life. We just don't want the tyranny and people doing stuff. So, but yeah, so then he pays them an insane amount of money, and he's like, I'll help you escape and get out of here, and then I'll help you find the people who killed your parents. And then we get a Miss Sophia, don't know who that is, and Caliban's going to fight the commander, and he's like, I won't fight you, Bam, and your group until the commander's done and you save your master. And end scene.
Damn.
So needless to say, I'm excited for next week.
Yeah, you
I'll be,
are.
yeah, I'll be catching up, getting all done. So excited, excited. You excited?
I'm excited. I'm excited for you to catch up to me.
I might never catch up to you.
I might have to stop reading, ahead.
No, dog, do you, boo boo? Don't hurt me none.
So, have you watched anything else this week, last week?
Yeah, I did. I finished all of what's that show? Oh, dang, I forget. Escapes me. The Devil is a Part-Timer.
How was it?
Oh, I enjoyed it. It was a nice little cutesy anime. Definitely would have counteracted the smut, but I watched the first few episodes and I was like, I don't think I could wait. So I didn't wait.
Yeah, that, just so everyone knows, that was on the list of animes I gave Irby. So he definitely shortened my list by one. But I guess now I have to go
And
ahead to watch it.
it was also on my suggested anime to watch, so I clicked on it. So I didn't see it, or I don't remember seeing it on the list. So I was like, oh, this looks nice. I'll watch this.
You picked it out. You gave me three. You gave me
I'm not
How
sure that
Not
was
to
one
Summon a Demon Slayer. You gave me The Devil's a Part-Timer and the
Well,
grandson of the wizard or something.
I'm not sure. I'll have to go back and look and see.
Oh, I'll find it, motherfucker.
Yeah, you're gonna have to find it.
I'll find it.
Yeah, it was a good show. I enjoyed it. It was pretty good. Nice stuff, and I kind of gave me an idea for the next tourney.
Okay.
So,
Better write it
yeah,
down. You got like
nah,
9 weeks before that comes.
I got a steel trap in my head. I ain't gonna forget.
Okay.
I never forget.
That's what you
I
say.
remember things. Yeah, and then I also finished up Knights of Magic. It's essentially a Gundam isekai. And I must say that the princess in there really grinded my gears, made my tea boil over. Because
Okay, why?
because one, they were getting attacked in the castle, and the king was like, "Oh, I challenge you to the knight code honor chivalry thing. I fight you 1-on-1." Essentially, he did this to buy time, and this dumb princess is going to say, "No, I have to go up there with my father." He's like, and the lady smacks her. He's like, "Do you not understand what he's doing? He's trying to buy time for you to escape, princess." And I was like, "Oh, psh. Yeah, dummy, getting on my nerves. Can't
Yeah,
stand you."
dumbass.
Yeah. And then I did watch one episode of the Gymnastic Samurai, and then dude made me mad too because he's old enough to retire, but he's like, "Oh, nope, I'm not gonna retire yet." But it's like, bro, your shoulder's broke, your daughter don't care. I'm just like, come on, guy. So I turned it off. Didn't get another chance. Just made me mad. Yeah. Whole bunch of stuff.
I finished the first season of So I'm a Spider, So What? And it started slow, but it actually was pretty good.
Yeah, I finished it too.
Did you?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
That's gonna be my workout show, because I ran out of stuff to watch while I work out.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I don't know if it has a dub. It probably does. It's been out for a while.
It does. Yeah. Yeah, on my new list is Samurai Pizza Cats. Might check that out.
Samurai Pizza Cats.
Yeah, I'm all about interesting new stuff.
I think I want to watch either I've Been Killing Slimes for 300 Years and maxed out all my stats, or I think I might watch The Devil's a Part-Timer since you already watched it, so there'd be no point of saving it.
Yeah, I got some other stuff to watch, too. Skeleton Knight in Another World. Essentially, I call that a better Overlord.
You didn't even watch it yet.
I've seen Skeleton Knight. It's like a weekly one now.
Oh.
I caught up to, I think I'm on 10 and there's 12 out. So I'm like,
I think I saw a clip or two from that anime.
Yeah, it's a good one. I enjoyed it.
I'm gonna call that better Overlord.
Yeah, it starts off like, what's that show, Goblin Slayer? In the beginning, I was like, oh, man.
Oof.
I was like, oh, this is rough. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to give it a chance because I went through Goblin Slayer. And if you start off like this, you got to be a hit. So,
you know, Goblin Slayer was good. Apparently coming out with a season 2 next year.
Yeah, just the opening scene, I was like, ooh. It's like, dang, they're going to try to take her goodies now. It's like, ah, no.
Not the goodies.
But the hero comes up, and I'm like, oh, there you go. There's my boy. Yeah. Essentially, I do think it's similar to Overlord, because he's an all-powerful skeleton in knight's attire.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Yeah, he's cool. Yeah. And I watched half an episode of Bunghole Stray Dogs.
Oh, you watch Bungle Stray Dogs?
Yeah, half episode.
Yo, my man Dazai, bro.
Shoot, yeah, they're all trips. Yeah,
I don't really care for the main character too much, but Dazai, love him.
Yeah. Oh, and Only Murders in the Building. That's not an anime, though, but I do enjoy that show.
So that's not an anime, but I enjoy it.
Yeah, I recommend it. It's nice. It's mystery detective stuff.
Nice.
With Selena Gomez.
Hey.
And forget the other two dudes. But yeah, they're funny. They make it work. It's hilarious.
All right.
Season 2, I'm on. Yep. And that about wraps it up for the show, folks.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed, like, comment, subscribe, share us, and we'll catch you next week. Peace.
Peace.